Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Drexel's Philly Chef Conference is attracting prominent guests this year.
We'll have Will Guidara speaking, formerly of 11 Madison Park, but we also have John George, Jeff Gordonier, some of the top food and beverage personalities throughout the U.S.
So I'm on the Drexel University campus. It is almost time of the year for the Philly Chef Conference again, and I am heading up to the culinary building to speak with Mike Trout, who is co-founder of the conference, to find out what is new this year, who is participating, and what are they talking about. So let's go.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the Drexel University Academic Bistro with Assistant Clinical Professor Mike Trout, who's also the founder of the Philly Chef Conference. So this year, the conference is coming up again. Tell me the date.
The dates are March 1st and March 2nd.
All right, so coming up, and I understand you have some exciting new guest speakers and panels and things like that. So tell me a little about what we can expect.
Yeah, so this will be our 7th year for the Philly Chef Conference, and it continues to grow and attract national and international personalities. So this year, our opening session will really highlight some of the major players internationally and nationally in food and hospitality. So we'll have Will Guidara speaking, formerly of 11 Madison Park, but we also have John George, Jeff Gordonier, some of the top food and beverage personalities throughout the U.S.
Tell me about having John George, and I understand that Vernick is also coming. So the Four Seasons and the new Comcast building had a big part in the conference.
Yes, you know, they've been a partner, and they've been really helpful in accessing, whether it be a reception for our participants, out-of-town guests, but also to really, you know, get John George involved and Greg Vernick involved in the actual day of the programming.
So what can we expect from the chefs?
You can see everything between amazing demos with some of the top pastry chefs in the U.S., but also to see panels where they're talking about current issues in the restaurant industry, you know, everything from public relations to how food and beverage is changing the whole real estate market.
What do you think is the biggest issue this time around?
I think it continues to focus on increasing diversity within the restaurant industry and giving a place for new voices to discuss issues that relate to them.
What can you tell us about real estate and the culinary industry, how they go hand in hand?
Well, right now within real estate, we see that retail is really falling aside, and what's really thriving is food and beverage. So from new developments to providing amenitization to landlords and tenants, you know, food and beverage has played a major role in the new real estate market.
And some developers partner with restaurateurs and say, hey, I'm building a new building. Would you want to take the ground floor?
Well, that's exactly as it connects to the Four Seasons. You look at the ground floor being Vernick Fish, and then on the top floor you have John George. So it's like the first thing you see, and if you're going to, as many people do, go up to the top floor to see the view and have an amazing meal, you know, it really connects the whole real estate project.
What's new this year with the Philly Chef Conference?
We continue to expand with our academic session. So we have an academic symposium on Sunday, March 1st, with some of the top scientists talking about their work as it relates to the restaurant industry. We're doing an actual podcast day where we have live podcast interviews being conducted on Sunday, March 1st, but continuing to really, you know, showcase and highlight what's going on nationally, the top issues, but also to have Philadelphia as a backdrop and our thriving food and beverage scene.
What are some of the issues that are most important to some of your students?
Students are really focused on, you know, getting the right job and getting the right mentorship. So to have these industry leaders here connecting with them within the conference allows them to really get a better glimpse at what life is like in the restaurant and hospitality industry, but also to build their network from starting here at Drexel to upon graduation.
What can you tell me about the pool of talent here in Philadelphia, and are they staying?
I think a lot of people are staying because we see that Philadelphia has a thriving food and beverage scene. It's no longer necessary that students or people have to go to New York to make it. We have amazing restaurants within Philadelphia, you know, something, having a chef like Michael Solomonoff and Zahav being on this national and international stage has really set us apart and has really helped grow the whole Philadelphia food and beverage scene.
Is that why some of the chefs like to come and visit you at the Philly Chef Conference to kind of grab some talent before they get snatched up by others?
Well, I think they, you know, like to grab talent, but I also think to attract them here, it's not that hard because there's so much going on in food and beverage in Philadelphia. So this gives them an added reason to come to Philadelphia, and really they have their list of restaurants that they want to go to. So this just adds an excitement to their visit.
What do the chefs get out of participating?
I think it's a way for all our out-of-town chefs and journalists to connect with each other. I don't think there's many other conferences within the United States that does that, that gives chefs, journalists, and, you know, food and beverage professionals a weekend where they get to connect with their peers and engage with each other and then also engage with the Philadelphia community.
What does it take to put this together?
It's a continual process. It's nonstop. Our committee works each year on really selecting what the current topic are, who are the participants that we want to focus on, and we work off a list that, you know, year in, year out, we may reach out to people to try to get them. You know, this year, you know, Will Gadara joining us is an amazing opportunity, and we have been trying to reach him and get him to participate for the past 5 years. So, you know, it pays when you follow through each year.
Take us through the conference and tell us about some of the standout panels and discussions.
Well, standout panels, I think, looking at talking about the restaurant roundup, we have some of the top food critics nationally coming in to talk about their work and what they see that's standing out throughout the United States. And these are professionals from Food and Wine Magazine, GQ, Eater, who their job is to travel the United States and find the best restaurants. So to have all these people sitting on one panel and kind of giving their insight to what's working is an amazing opportunity.
Opportunity for the restaurants and the students to see, like, you know, what to look for or like what to do?
To see what to look for, to see what's working, and, you know, you get a glimpse at what these top journalists are thinking and what they're looking for, so it gives you kind of an insider's perspective if you're thinking about opening up a restaurant and what the key people are looking for.
What else do you have?
Well, a lot of stuff will be focused on, you know, even food things. So we have a panel talking about pasta and how artisanal pasta is the new, it's not a new rage, but it's, you know, something that's being really prominent across the United States. So to have somebody like Adam Rappaport, the editor-in-chief of Bon Appetit, moderate a panel that features chefs from San Francisco, D.C., New York, and Toronto, all talking about their dedication and focus to pasta, really kind of gives you a glimpse into what these pasta experts are doing. And even better than that, you know, three of the chefs are sticking around in Philadelphia on the Monday night of the conference and doing a dinner at Via La Costa. Really, it's not just you get to hear them talk about pasta. You get to actually go and try their food. What else? I mean, I think we always do a yearly panel focusing on menu development. This year is the first time that we're going to have a menu development panel focused on actual pastries. So we have top pastry chefs from Miami, New York, California, New Orleans sitting down and talking about what goes through their mind when they're crafting a pastry menu.
Wow. I mean, this is really becoming a big conference? That 7 years gone by, it went from, like, describe the evolution of the conference.
You know, I think the first couple years was focusing on really kind of uniting the Philadelphia community. And then I think the value of the conference, and any conference, is to bring in outside voices and experts to really kind of engage with our community. It's one thing to have a conference where you have Philadelphia people talking to Philadelphia people, but I think at a certain point, it helps educate the Philadelphia restaurant community to hear outside voices and really kind of expand their network. And in doing so, it's been able to attract, you know, national journalists, national PR. So it's not only just helping our students connect with the leaders, but I think it's also helping the Philadelphia restaurant community to make their, you know, to grow their networks as well.
Tell me some of the, aside from some of the chefs that you mentioned, some other names that we might recognize.
Well, we have Gail Simmons from Top Chef, who participated 2 years ago, so she'll be joining us again. We have, you know, top journalists such as Jeff Gordonier from Esquire Magazines, who's been instrumental and has always helped build and develop the program. And then we have key local people providing food and beverage throughout the whole event. So it's, we're doing a reception on Sunday evening, which will, you know, feature restaurants that were on Esquire's Best New Restaurant list. So, you know, from Philadelphia representatives from this year and past, we have Pizzeria Badia, Polizzi Social Club, we have The Love Restaurant. So to have the support from the Philadelphia food and beverage community as a backdrop of the whole conference is amazing.
What are some of the most difficult parts about getting it all together?
It's a lot of organization, but at this point, after 7 years, we have a formula, and we really have developed a class that focuses on event planning that our students actually run and help operate the whole conference. So it's one thing to have an event planning class where you learn about it. It's another thing to have an event planning class where you actually have to execute it, and you have the top professionals nationally, internationally, that you have to really kind of execute your and bring your A game the day of the conference.
So it used to be you making the phone calls, right?
It's still me, but it's also... But it's also to have the students, there's one thing about making phone calls with the committee, but it's another thing to actually have the hands to actually make it work, especially when the conference has multiple rooms running on the same point. So without that in place, it's impossible without the students' help and insight.
I'm like picturing how this pitch process went, like, hey, the chef conference is getting big, let's make a class. And the kids will organize the whole thing.
Well, we have so many students who are interested in event planning, which we see as a major focus in the hospitality industry. So it's one of those things that if we could connect that with, you know, the actual event that we hold, it, you know, goes hand in hand. And I think that's what Drexel is about. It's, you know, connecting with the community, and it's experiential learning. And this is a prime example of how both go hand in hand.
What are you most looking forward to this year?
I think most looking forward to is our Sunday night. You know, to have a conversation between Howie Kahn and Will Gadara is extremely exciting. You know, having Will be one of the leaders nationally in the hospitality industry, and also the fact that, you know, I've been trying to get him for 4 years and he's finally coming to Philadelphia.
What are you going to ask him?
I'm not going to ask him any questions. I'll let Howie do the interview, but just, you know, want to make sure that, like everything else we do at the conference, we want to make sure that our participants have the best experience here in Philadelphia.
What are some trends in food for us to watch for this year?
I think it continues to be a focus on artisanal, and I think people learning, you know, being pasta or bread or salumi, and even, you know, sustainability. Having Greg Vernick do a demonstration on sustainable fish practices and a tasting, and to have him, you know, go hand in hand with Joe Bonadonna from Samuel's Fish here in Philadelphia to do that session kind of gives an added focus on sustainability, which I think is one of the main issues within the restaurant industry.
So this is mostly for students, but also for anybody who is interested in food in Philadelphia?
Yes, it's open to the general public. You know, we still have, unfortunately, day two is sold out, but we still have tickets available for our science symposium and also for our opening session on Sunday evening.
How do you get tickets? How much are they?
Tickets are, for the science symposium, are $25, and for our opening session is $50. And the opening session also features a reception with some of the top national food, but also the food out of Philadelphia, and they can be located at phillychefconference.com, which will sync you with the link to the tickets.
All right, Mike Trout, founder of the Philly Chef Conference, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out
And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.